Chapter 6. Snape has too much to do. Christmas break was brilliant and far too short. Far too soon, Harry was back to dealing with the lizard and his lizard minions. One evening, after Malfoy jinxed Neville, "There's no need to tell anyone I'm not brave enough to be in Gryffindor. Malfoy's already done that." Harry offered Neville a chocolate frog. "You're worth 12 of Malfoy. Anyway, you always stand up to me, unless Malfoy's just scarier than I am." Neville smiled weakly. "You're way scarier than Malfoy, but that's different." "Why?" "I don't know," Neville said, looking faintly thoughtful, which was an improvement over looking near tears. "I think I'll go to bed. Do you want the card? You collect them, don't you?" Malfoy stopped by Harry's potions bench the first week back from Christmas break, expression innocently benevolent. "My father's arranged with Professor Snape for me to have private tutoring in potions. Professor Snape says I have potential." Malfoy lowered his voice. "Maybe if you had a father, you could ask him to help you. Oh, wait." Malfoy didn't have a chance to finish his little speech, because Harry tackled him, though Ron tugged him off again pretty quickly. Horrible bully. 5 points from Gryffindor and detention, Potter," Snape said, something very close to delight slithering through his tone. "For conduct unbecoming a Hogwarts student and disrupting my classroom." "Yes, sir," Harry said, gritting his teeth and trying not to think about it. He was pretty sure his temper didn't used to be this short, but Draco had a talent. "Oops, I broke Draco's vials," Ron said in a wavering voice, drawing everyone's attention to where he was standing next to Draco's desk. As they watched, he tipped Draco's potions equipment onto the floor, where it shattered. There was quite a lot of yelling after that. "Well," Ron said to Harry in an undertone, after they'd been given detention and told to report to their head of house, "I couldn't let you have detention with him by yourself, could I? He'd have had a perfect chance to kill you without any witnesses." "You think witnesses will stop him?" Ron went quiet after that, apparently not having thought that one through. This was why Ron was Harry's best friend, even if Hermione and Neville were pretty great. If Harry jumped off a cliff, Ron would jump off after him, and they'd figure out how not to die on the way down. Snape seemed to find having Harry in detention positively blissful. For the first time since the year started, he smiled as he graded homework at his desk, as Ron and Harry scrubbed caked slugs out of cauldrons and tried not to inhale the noxious fumes of the cleaning solution. When they were done, Snape had a look at their work, smiled at them. Both Harry and Ron recoiled in terror and said, "Unacceptable. Start over." "Professor, that isn't fair," Harry said. "Very few things in life are. Maybe this will bring me one step closer to being a potions master," Harry thought morosely, trying to talk himself out of yelling at his teacher. Professor Snape's eyebrows inched infinitesimally upwards before the professor looked away, breaking eye contact. At the end of a long, miserable evening, Professor Snape said, "Potter." "Yes, Professor," Harry said, glancing at Ron, who lingered determined in the doorway. "In the interest of you learning a modicum of discipline, you are welcome to assist in classroom cleanup at the end of each day," Snape said flatly. Harry blinked at him owlishly. "Wipe that idiotic look off your face." Harry wondered if this was more or less likely to give Professor Snape an opportunity or motive to murder him. Snape's expression soured. "I do not eat students, no matter what the Weasley twins may have told you." Professor Snape did read minds. He knew it! The professor smiled. It was not a pleasant expression. Gotta go, bye, professor! Harry didn't think Gryffindor courage required him to be that suicidal. He fled, grabbing Ron's arm as he went.